Let's talk about protecting your wealth. Investment paralysis. There are hundreds of so-called experts predicting Bitcoin will go down to 10,000. And then Bitcoin went up to 31,000 again. It proves one thing. No one knows what they're talking about. My Digital Money is here to give you the facts about the cryptocurrency market. And the fact is that every dip is an opportunity for gains. Billionaires celebrate dips. That's when they go on an investment spree. When Bitcoin dipped to 29,000, it was institutional investors and billionaires that went in. And that's why they are billionaires. Cryptocurrency volatility is as great as its potential. When you're ready to invest in cryptocurrency, My Digital Money is here. Whether you want to open a crypto IRA or trading cash, My Digital Money is a US-based cryptocurrency company that will answer your call, whether it's a forgotten password or a question about coins available. They are there to help. They will not force you to listen to a 10-minute automated message. Call them and they will answer. They are here to help you every step of the ups and downs. Every dip is an opportunity for gains. MyDigitalMoney.com will always be here. MyDigitalMoney.com. Test us. Call them at 833-636-2008. That's 833-636-2008. Or go to MyDigitalMoney.com. Now let's talk about protecting your wealth. Now with inflation at 8.6% and climbing, you're going to need some help to get back to financial safety. Noble Gold experts will share their knowledge of gold IRAs so you won't have to worry about a thing. And if you're quick, they're giving away an incredible 1/10 ounce American Eagle Gold Proof coin with every qualifying IRA or 401k rollover. You can't go wrong with Noble Gold. Call them at 877-646-5347. That's 877-646-5347. Let's talk about our health. Weight management is a universal struggle. After we turn 20, this struggle becomes much harder. This is because our body's metabolism slows by as much as 4% each decade. This is why I highly recommend this amazing keto diet powder. It works to increase the level of ketones in your body without you ever needing to be on a keto diet. So you receive all the benefits of keto, including faster metabolism and weight loss without the strict diet of keto. The best thing about it is that it comes with free shipping, free VIP live health and fitness coaching for life, and free e-report titled The Top 14 Ketogenic Foods. If you want to help support your weight loss, you'll love this product. Get up to 51% off for the next 24 hours by going to ketowithx22.com. That is ketowithx22.com. Plus, you get free shipping and a 60-day money-back guarantee. Let's talk about being prepared. Friends, American farmers recently warned about coming food shortages. They're not going to be able to grow enough food this year because of an off-the-charts fertilizer shortage. That means you need to stockpile emergency food if you don't have some. Get the recommended minimum 3 months worth per person in your family. Right now, you can save $150 off 3-month emergency food kit from My Patriot Supply. They're the nation's largest preparedness company, proudly offering Ready Hour brand products because they're the very best. Go to preparewithx22.com and get your $150 savings on their 3-month emergency food kit. This kit provides breakfast, lunches, dinners, drinks, and snacks totaling over 2,000 calories a day. You won't go hungry when you have this food. So go to preparewithx22.com and save $150 on your 3-month food kit. That's preparewithx22.com. Don't let your family suffer. Act now while there's still time. Go to preparewithx22.com. That is preparewithx22.com. Let's talk about our health. Over 1,100 people participated in a study that demonstrated that collagen supplements are some of the best ways to improve the quality and health of your skin. The study found that taking collagen for 90 days is effective in reducing the appearance of skin aging by improving skin elasticity and hydration. So don't believe the naysayers. Collagen does work. The product I use is one of the most effective ways to strengthen joints, bones, and ligaments, support skin health, and help hair and nail growth. The best thing about using collagen powder is that it comes with free shipping, free VIP live health and fitness coaching for life, and free e-report titled The 14 Foods for Amazing Skin. Get up to 51% off if you order today by going to healthwithx22.com. That is healthwithx22.com. Plus, you get free shipping and 60-day money-back guarantee. Hi, and welcome. You're listening to the X22 Report. My name is Dave, and this is episode 2832, and today's date is July 24th, 2022, and the title of the episode is, We're Gonna Take Back Very Soon Our Country. The World is Watching. Let's get right into the economic collapse news. Now, the World Economic Forum, the private Western Central Bank, they're having a bit of trouble trying to keep the narrative together and keep their agenda moving forward. Every move they make, everything that they're doing, the people now are seeing through their plan. The people are starting to understand exactly what's going on. And I do believe that from everything that we're witnessing, everything that we're seeing, they're in the process of destroying themselves. Remember, they don't have a cover story. There's no great war. There's no global pandemic. The economy's not shut down. They don't have anything to cover up what they're trying to do. So everything that they're doing is out in the open. If they're telling the farmers, listen, we're going to get rid of nitrogen, we're not going to allow to use fertilizer, we're going to do all these things, the people can see this very, very clearly. And we're going to be talking about that in just a sec. But first, we can see what's happening out in Ukraine. Remember, they don't want the people of this world eating their food. And that's the way they actually see it. They see that all these crops, the resources on this earth, they believe it belongs to them and it doesn't belong to the people. And this is why they want you eating bugs and they don't want you using their fossil fuel. They don't want you using their resources. And they're going to do whatever they possibly can to shut down the distribution of food. We could see it. We've been experiencing it. We know exactly what they're doing. And we know that Putin, he made an agreement with Ukraine to distribute grain out of the port on the Black Sea. Now, what's very interesting, all of a sudden, after that deal was struck, missiles hit that area. Now, they're blaming it on Russia. Why would Russia make a deal to distribute grain through the Black Sea, then destroy the ports? That doesn't make any sense. Who would destroy the ports? What agenda is there where they don't want you eating their food? That's the way they see it. And I'm not saying it is their food. The World Economic, the private was a central bank. So who actually probably destroyed the ports? It's most likely the deep state players, the World Economic Forum, because this is exactly what they do. And we can see there's other leaders now coming on board. We know that out in the Netherlands, they told the farmers, listen, we're going to cut your amount of nitrogen you can use for growing crops. Out in Canada, we can see they're doing pretty much the same exact thing. Now, Trudeau's government is saying they want a 30% reduction in emissions, which means no fertilizer. And farm producer groups say that at this point, reducing nitrous oxide emissions can't be done without reducing fertilizer use. And we have Ali Bexie out there saying the following on Twitter. It's official. Trudeau's meeting with provincial agricultural minister wrapped up yesterday. He is moving forward with a 30% fertilizer reduction. Farms will fail. Land will be purchased by billionaires. The government and people will starve. Farmers are rising up today. And that's exactly what's happening. The farmers now and the people around the world, they're starting to recognize this and they are rising up all over the place. Q Time Network on Telegram put this out and shows the people out in Canada are supporting the Dutch farmers and now they're marching for freedom. This is spreading across the globe. See, the people, they can see very, very clearly the agenda of the World Economic Forum, the deep state players. They can see that this has nothing to do with climate. This has to do with their agenda. Now, if there was a great war, if there was a true pandemic and a global economic shutdown and people were dying off, people had other problems, there wouldn't be people out on the streets marching and protesting against this. People would be worried about the destruction, chaos, death. They'd be afraid to go out in the streets because of a pandemic. This is exactly what they wanted. They didn't want people out on the streets protesting. They didn't want the people rising up. They didn't want the people to see this. But I do believe the Patriots, they wanted everyone to experience this. They wanted everyone to see this so they could understand exactly what's going on. And now people are seeing what's going on. You can't hide it from them. And actually, if you look back in time, and Catacomb the Great and Telegram put this out, said 10 years ago, Al Gore predicted the North Polar ice cap would be gone. Inconveniently, it's still here. Of course it is. Everything that they predicted going all the way back to the 60s has never come true. All their climate predictions about the world ending, there'll be no snowfall, the seas will be rising. They've been telling the same story now for what? 30, 40, 50, 60, 70, 80 years now? And none of it has come true. It's all BS. It's part of their agenda going back a very long time to bring us into what? The Great Reset, the Green New Deal. And the whole thing right now is completely falling apart. And people can see this very clearly. This is why we have the people rising up. Why interfere with an enemy while they're in the process of destroying themselves? Allow them to do this. This is all part of the plan. Now you know. It's no longer a conspiracy. It's no longer, oh, this is just made up. It's just, you know, something that crazy people are out there saying. People can see this very, very clearly. Now, look what else is happening. We know that the entire economic system is completely falling apart. We know that this is part of their plan. Once again, this is part of the Great Reset, the Green New Deal. They need inflation to destroy their current system. Now, they didn't expect this to happen so quickly. They didn't want people to see this so quickly. Remember, they thought everything was going to be shut down. They'd be handing everyone a check each month, and they would be able to say, listen, hey, because of the pandemic and the economy being shut down, we're having supply chain issues. Yes, we're going to see inflation. Fuel costs are going to rise. But remember, this has nothing to do with us. Everyone understands that everything's shut down. But we don't see any of that. Everything has been accelerated. They're exposed now, and they're trying to change the rules with everything that we're seeing. Remember, going back in time, the private West Central Bank, to hide what was really happening in the economy in regards to inflation, with fuel costs, with manufacturing, they had to continually manipulate the calculations for pretty much everything. This is why, going back to 1913, as time went on, they continually changed the calculations for unemployment, inflation, and everything else. In the 70s, they actually really had to move forward with that plan because people would notice they had to ship jobs overseas because the system was falling apart every single day, and they couldn't allow people to see this. Why do you think they introduced credit? Why do you think people are living on credit? Why do you think they needed two people working? Here's a perfect example. Just take this test. Remove all your credit cards. Remove all loans. Try to live on your currency that you're bringing in today. You know how many people will be able to do it? Not many. If they didn't introduce credit, if they didn't have two people working in the workforce, and people had to live on their currency that they bring in, people would recognize this very early on. People would say, well, wait a minute. This is no good. We can't survive on this. I can't pay my rent. I can't pay my mortgage. I can't pay any of this. People would recognize this very, very quickly. This is why they needed to introduce all of this. This is why they had to manipulate the numbers. This is why they had to tell you there was no such thing as inflation. We're trying to get it up to 2%. Actually, inflation's around 20% right now. It's probably a lot higher. Because if you go back to 1913, or not actually 1930, when you buried gold and it was $35 an ounce, and you buried the paper fiat currency and you dug it up today, gold is what, 1700 and change? Yes, it fluctuates. It's probably a lot more, but remember, they manipulate that too because they couldn't allow you to see 12,000 gold, 20,000 gold. People would say, well, the fiat currency is worth absolutely nothing then. So they had to manipulate that. And today you can see the pieces of paper, the 35, what does that get you today? It doesn't get you the same thing back in 1930. That shows the inflation right there. You don't need a calculation. You don't need the Federal Reserve to tell you. You don't need the fake news to tell you anything. All you got to do is look at the facts, and you can see them very, very clearly. It's that simple. Now, look what Yellen is out there doing. Out of the Hill, their headline is, Yellen says economy shows no signs of recession whatsoever. Now, she's making the argument, yes, in the past, if you had a quarter that was negative and you had another quarter that was negative, that normally would indicate there's a recession. So what is she trying to say? That's how they used to calculate it, and she's now going to use some other type of calculation? This way they can say we're not in a recession? Basically, the entire system is heading into a recession. And they don't want people to know this. This reminds me of 2008 going into 2009 when Bernanke, in the beginning of 2008, said, we are not predicting any type of recession this year. And he said that in the beginning of the year. And by October, we were in a recession. And it turned out to be a great recession. So are they doing the same exact thing? Well, people could say, well, Yellen is part of the Treasury. She's not part of the Fed. Remember, she was head of the Federal Reserve. It's all the same. There's no difference here. And she's trying to move the goalpost right now. But people are experiencing it. People feel it. They understand what's going on. They don't need them to tell them, hey, we're not in a recession. Really? Then why are we seeing all these layoffs? Why are companies not hiring right now? Why is food off the charts? Why does my currency not go as far anymore? Why am I paying such high fuel costs? Why is the market coming down? If we're not in a recession, why are we seeing all these things? See, people are going to be able to see this very, very clearly. Just like people saw inflation in the very beginning when they told us there was no inflation. Biden said he talked to top economists, and I can assure you that this is going to be temporary and it's going to just disappear. The Federal Reserve came out and said this is going to be transitory. Yellen came out and told us, hey, it's not that big of a deal. It's going to disappear in the summer. Oh, wait, it's going to disappear in the winter. And here we are the following year, and it's still here and getting worse. These people are liars. They're thieves. They're gaslighting the public. They know what's happening. Actually, Trump told us inflation is going to destroy the economy. That's exactly what we're seeing. We're seeing inflation destroy their fiat system. Now, what's very interesting is we can see the BRIC nations, and I think we mentioned this once before, where they are now coming together. We have Brazil, Russia, India, China, South Africa, and many other countries which are going to join on. They are now creating a currency outside of the private Western central bank system. This is going to counter the private Western central bank system. This is what Putin said. The issue of creating an international reserve currency based on a basket of currency of our countries is being worked out right now. This tells you everything you need to know. How do you bring down the private Western central bank system? How do you counter everything that they're trying to do? Do you go back to your national currencies? Do you get rid of the private Western central bank in your country? Do you take control of the reserve currency of the world? Now, if it's going to be a basket of currencies, and there's going to be maybe a lot more that want to join on, and they'll include that, is this going to have an effect on the private Western central bank system and a Federal Reserve? No, remember, the U.S. dollar is not the people's dollar. It belongs to the Federal Reserve note. They're allowing you to use it. You borrowed it. And yes, there's interest attached to it, and you have to pay it back. So this is an instrument of debt. And we could see that right now, countries are starting to move away from this instrument of debt. And we'll have to see how this all plays out, but this is becoming very, very interesting. The other thing that's very interesting is that Bullion Bitcoin BS on Telegram put out Texas GOP aims to add the right to use Bitcoin into state's constitution. Now, I do believe we're going to see a lot of states now say, yes, you're going to be able to use gold. Yes, you're going to be able to use Bitcoin. I wouldn't even be surprised if we start heading back to the way it was back in the day when we had local currencies, and they were created in different states. Remember, the only reason everyone saw chaos back then, that is because of the central bankers. They came in, they created the chaos because what did they want? They wanted a central, they wanted a centralized currency. That's what they wanted. So how do you get the people to do this? Remember, they always need events to usher in what they want. Same thing with gun control, with the pandemic, getting people vaccinated. It's the same thing with the economy. You need to create chaos. You need to destroy the economy. You need to show that it's so chaotic that you need a centralized currency. This is exactly what they did in the past to push us into the central bank system. And now people are starting to realize this and understand exactly what they've been doing. And as time goes on, more and more people are going to come on board. If you notice, the people are rising up once again around the world because they can see the World Economic Forum, the central bank's policies. They can see exactly what they have planned, and the people are no longer going along with this. Yes, it might be starting with the farmers, but this is going to spread to many different areas. And the people, in the end, they're going to push back and they're going to make a final decision of where we go. And with everything that's happening, where do you think the people are going to decide on? Do you think they're going to decide on the dictators, the tyrants, the central bank that are pushing this? Or are they going to look at something completely different? I do believe they're going to be heading in the other direction. Let's talk about our health. Weight management is a universal struggle. After we turn 20, this struggle becomes much harder. This is because our body's metabolism slows by as much as 4% each decade. This is why I highly recommend this amazing keto diet powder. It works to increase the level of ketones in your body without you ever needing to be on a keto diet. So you receive all the benefits of keto, including faster metabolism and weight loss without the strict diet of keto. The best thing about it is that it comes with free shipping, free VIP live health and fitness coaching for life, and free e-report titled The Top 14 Ketogenic Foods. If you want to help support your weight loss, you'll love this product. Get up to 51% off for the next 24 hours by going to ketowithx22.com. That is ketowithx22.com. Plus, you get free shipping and a 60-day money-back guarantee. Let's talk about being prepared. Friends, American farmers recently warned about coming food shortages. They're not going to be able to grow enough food this year because of an off-the-charts fertilizer shortage. That means you need to stockpile emergency food if you don't have some. Get the recommended minimum 3 months worth per person in your family. Right now, you can save $150 off 3 month emergency food kit from My Patriot Supply. They're the nation's largest preparedness company, proudly offering Ready Hour brand products because they're the very best. Go to preparewithx22.com and get your $150 savings on their 3 month emergency food kit. This kit provides breakfast, lunches, dinners, drinks, and snacks, totaling over 2,000 calories a day. You won't go hungry when you have this food. So go to preparewithx22.com and save $150 on your 3 month food kit. That's preparewithx22.com. Don't let your family suffer. Act now while there's still time. Go to preparewithx22.com. That is preparewithx22.com. Now, the deep state, the corrupt politicians, the fake news, big tech, the puppet masters, they are pushing everything they have, and everything that they're doing is completely failing. Everything is backfiring on these individuals. And we could see that the Patriots right now, they are moving forward with their plan to take back this country. Why do you think Trump is out there having rally after rally after rally, letting the people know, hey, do you like it when our government is overthrown? Do you like regime change? Because this is what you get. You get people that don't do what the people want. They do what they want. They follow their own agenda. And he's showing the people the truth. He's showing the people this is the type of world they want to bring us into. The reason why we're experiencing all this, the reason why this is all being allowed to happen, is because you need to show the people how evil and devious these people really are. And once again, why interfere with an enemy while they're in the process of destroying themselves? Yes, I know this is all tiring. I know people like, you know, I just want this to end. I just want this to be over with. Well, how did we get here in the first place? How did we get to this point? Because people said, you know something? I'm going to go about my daily life. I'm not going to pay attention. I'm just going to allow these people to do whatever they want to do. I'm not going to look into anything. I'm just going to believe what they're telling me because I have more important things, or I'm too tired to listen. Well, think about Trump, who was in the White House, set everything up with devolution, set the plan in motion. They took every single shot they possibly could at him, and they're still doing it. And this person who's 70, he's in his 70s, he is still going, having rallies. He's not running for president right now. There's no election for president right now, but he's having rallies every single time he possibly can, flying to all different locations, keeping this plan together, working with the military, working with patriots to bring down the deep state players. And people are out there saying, well, I'm getting tired of this. This is exhausting. Really? Sitting and listening to information is exhausting. Hearing about what's going on is exhausting. Well, remember, this is a war. It might be an information war, but it's a war as we can see it. We could see it very clearly. There are two sides battling it out right now. And yes, I do believe the Patriots are winning. But for people to say I'm exhausted from all this is absolutely ridiculous. We're here to save the country. We're here to fight an evil force. We're here because the country needs us. That's why we're here. That's why we're fighting. That's why we have to continue. And every time you feel exhausted, just think of him going to his next rally and saying, you know something, I'm going to take back this country. I'm going to keep going until we get the country back. And I need you to do it. I need all the people with me to take back this country. And that is what we are witnessing today. And this is what people need to understand, is that we are at a war. Think about our founding fathers. They knew the British were coming. They saw the ships. They knew what was going on. Can you imagine if our founding fathers just said, hey, you know something? I'm getting a little tired here. This whole war thing, you know, bullets. And I know my farm's burnt down, but I just want to quit right now. Quitting, where are you going to run? Where are you going to go? What are you going to do? There's no quitting. And this is why George Washington said, no, just I need you a little bit longer. Yes, I know we lost a couple of battles. Yes, I know it's tiring. Yes, I know it's a little difficult. But you know what? If you want freedom, if you want the country that you all been talking about, you got to fight for it. You got to keep going. You got to keep going until we get the country back. And actually, it doesn't even stop then. We have to keep moving forward. We are the digital soldiers. We are the ones pushing back against who? the fake news, big tech, Media Matters, the deep state players, all these different organizations. They're the ones who keep lobbing things at us, and we're the counteroffensive. We keep pushing back. We keep saying, no, this is the truth. This is reality. And it's making it difficult for them to push their agenda. Actually, it's destroying their agenda. And we, as digital soldiers, must continue on with the fight. And I think this is why Trump is out there doing these rallies saying, no, we need to continue. We need to show everyone. We need the truth, the facts out there. And I do believe this is exactly what is happening, because Trump, during his rally, he said something very important. And yes, part of it's in the title, that we are going to take back this country. And I do believe we are on that path right now. And you can see everything the deep state players are doing, everything that they're trying to do, is not working. Think about everything that they're trying to change. Remember, everything's out in the open. Everything's accelerated. Everything that we're seeing, we see it as clear as day. And the majority is no longer sitting in the corner, silent, just watching it. The majority now, they're getting out there. They're speaking up and they're saying, you know something? If you would like to do this, we will show what we're going to do. We're not going to use your product. We're not going to go to your amusement park. We're not going to watch your movies. We're not going to do certain things. Actually, Disney is out there, and this is what NBC put out, and said Disney has replaced the title of fairy godmothers for gender-neutral apprentices. So this is absolutely ridiculous. Hear Me Roar responded to this, and she said, at Disney thinks the term godmother is offensive. Wait until all mothers refuse to give you another cent. Good luck, Disney. Yeah, good luck. Look what they tried to do when they were trying to fight the groomer bill. Did that work out well for them? No, it hasn't. But we could see their plan. See, this is about seeing everything out in the open. You can see their agenda. There's no chaos. There's no war. There's no anything to cover any of this up. Trump and the Patriots, they wanted the people to experience and see exactly what their agenda was. And if you speed it up, it's very, very easy to see. Look what Maryland is doing. And I remember going back in time when Hillary Clinton and others were out there saying that, hey, the state owns your child. You're not really the owner of your child. You're not the guardian of your child. The state is bringing up your child. And look what they're trying to do in schools. In the Maryland Public School District, they assert kids have the right to keep their in-school gender identities private from parents. The parents should be outraged with this. Remember, these are our children. They don't belong to the school system. They don't belong to the state. Actually, the school system, the state reports to the parents. And I do believe Trump was right when he said the money should follow the child. If the parent wants to take that child out of this school, bring the child to another school, they should lose that money. You know how quickly the school district in that certain area would change its entire agenda? It would be so fast, it would make people head spin. And I do believe that's going to happen in the future. Now, the other thing that's very interesting is we can see that individual that attacked Lee Zeldin, where New York said, hey, we're just going to let him go. Well, it seems that this individual is now being brought up on federal assault charges one day after he was freed under the state's lax bail laws. So New York said, hey, you can go, you're good to go. But now he's being brought up on federal charges. So this is very interesting how this is all playing out. Now, the other thing that's very interesting is we witnessed the DC court convict Bannon on two counts. And I do believe that Trump and the Patriots, they knew that if they had this hearing in D.C., they knew that there was going to be a conviction, because they knew that the entire area is swamp infested. Think of a criminal syndicate. Think about who they put in the place, prosecutors, the people living there, all brainwashed. Think about the judges. Think about all of it. It's all part of the criminal syndicate. The criminal syndicate was put into place, not just in D.C., but in many, many areas. It was put into place to protect their own. And we'll be talking a little bit more about this a little bit later. But first, let's just talk about what the Tea Party Patriots Action Honorary Chair, Jenny Beth Martin, said. She said that the prosecution of Bannon could set a precedent, that's interesting, of using congressional committees to go after political enemies. Yeah, I think that they should be concerned about the kind of precedent that they're setting in. Imagine if a Republican controlled an oversight committee and they called Hunter Biden to testify before Congress and he refused and they held him or pursued contempt of Congress charges for him. They just better be careful what they wish for. Absolutely. But let's go back in time a little bit. Remember when everyone said, and we all were out there saying, hey, let's just arrest all the criminals right now. Why doesn't Trump just do that? What don't we just get it over with? I'm tired. I'm exhausted. I just want him to arrest the people and go on my merry way. Well, how could that possibly happen? You have just been given two examples of how this would not work. Because if these individuals were arrested and they were tried in certain areas like D.C., and remember, a lot of the country, a lot of the federal judges, they were all part of the criminal syndicate. Trump came in and he started to replace a lot of them. But let's say the trials were held in D.C. How many convictions do you think there were going to be? Look, Durham had Sussman. He had him. He had all the evidence. He had everything. And he got off. You think Durham didn't realize where he was trying this? Of course, he had to try it in D.C. But do you think he didn't realize that he was going to get off? Yes, it's a criminal syndicate. It's like a mafia owning a town. Do you think you're going to get a fair trial? You think you're really going to convict the mafia in a mafia-owned town where they control the judges, the prosecutors, and everyone else? No. Do you really think these people were going to get convicted in D.C. or in Virginia or any other place where they had the criminal syndicate, federal judges, prosecutors, and everyone else? No, it was never going to happen. And this is why Trump didn't pursue this path. He instead decided, you know what we're going to do? We're going to catch all these people in the act. And while we're setting them up, while we're setting up the biggest sting operation we've ever seen, I'm going to put certain things into place where we can capture all of it. But first, we need to change out some federal judges. We need to drain the swamp. We need to drain the elected officials, and you just can't do that by removing them. They have to be removed from their position when there's an election, and we're going to have to do this, and yes, it's going to take some time, but in the end, we're going to get the results that we want, and I do believe we're heading that way, and I do believe Trump just put another piece into the puzzle because I think something else is about to drop. He was at the rally in Arizona, and he said, you're going to be hearing a lot about Rick Grenell. Take a listen.
But at the same time, she really liked him, so she was torn. But we brought her back at the job that Rick Grenell did. You're going to be hearing a lot about Rick Grenell. So thank you, Rick.
So if you listen to what he said, why did he mention Rick Grenell? What did Rick Grenell do? Well, I do believe he had a hand in declassifying some information. Let's go back to post 4,213. This is May 11, 2020. And Anon on the board put up a meme. We have Trump pointing to the word declass. And down below that, there's another picture. It says Gitmo Town, 2 miles this way. Fisa Peaks this way, 1 mile. Declass Junction, next exit. And it says Grenell declass just done per Hannity. Unmasking the unmaskers. It's on. So let's think about this for a second. Let's talk about protecting your wealth. Investment paralysis. There are hundreds of so-called experts predicting Bitcoin will go down to 10,000. And then Bitcoin went up to 31,000 again. It proves one thing. No one knows what they're talking about. My Digital Money is here to give you the facts about the cryptocurrency market. And the fact is that every dip is an opportunity for gains. Billionaires celebrate dips. That's when they go on an investment spree. When Bitcoin dipped to 29,000, it was institutional investors and billionaires that went in. And that's why they are billionaires. Cryptocurrency volatility is as great as its potential. When you're ready to invest in cryptocurrency, My Digital Money is here. Whether you want to open a crypto IRA or trade in cash, My Digital Money is a U.S.-based cryptocurrency company that will answer your call, whether it's a forgotten password or a question about coins available. They are there to help. They will not force you to listen to a 10-minute automated message. Call them and they will answer. They are here to help you every step of the ups and downs. Every dip is an opportunity for gains. MyDigitalMoney.com will always be here. MyDigitalMoney.com. Test us. Call them at 833-636-2008. That's 833-636-2008 or go to MyDigitalMoney.com. ReliantDigitalMoney.com. Now let's talk about protecting your wealth. Now with inflation at 8.6% and climbing, you're going to need some help to get back to financial safety. Noble Gold experts will share their knowledge of gold IRAs so you won't have to worry about a thing. And if you're quick, they're giving away an incredible 1/10 ounce American Eagle Gold Proof coin with every qualifying IRA or 401k rollover. You can't go wrong with Noble Gold. Call them at 877-646-5347. That's 877-646-5347. Rick Grenell declassifying certain information. Then below that, there's an article from the Daily Wire. It says U.S. officials have declassified a list of Obama officials who were involved in unmasking General Flynn. Acting Director of National Intelligence Rick Grenell has declassified the list of former Obama administration officials who were allegedly involved in the unmasking, and then incoming National Security Advisor Michael Flynn. When asked if the Obama administration set a trap for Flynn, Barr said yes, essentially. Down below this, it says be ready. So Trump saying you're going to hear a lot about Rick Grenell. What does that tell you? It tells you that something is about to drop and he's going to be involved in this. I do believe this is just another piece of the puzzle. But think about what they're setting up right now. You have Durham. Rick Grenell now is mentioned. You have the election fraud, Wisconsin saying, listen, we're going to decertify. We have the pandemic completely falling apart. People are now seeing the Supreme Court ruling on all these unconstitutional laws that the deep state is putting into place. Everything now is coming together. And let's not even mention Hunter Biden's laptop right now, because we know that something is about to drop there, too. And I do believe this is all slated probably around October timeframe. And I do believe that this is going to be an October surprise against the deep state players. And everything is being brought in one by one. Now, the other thing that's very interesting, and thank you, Red Pill Pharmacist, for mentioning me on your Telegram post. It says Newsom signs gun control bill modeled after Texas abortion law. And you have to remember how these people play the game. They know that these laws are completely unconstitutional. And this law is that, hey, if anyone has an illegal gun or manufacturing illegal gun and it's in a crime, you're going to be able to sue these manufacturers. Now, they're saying, oh, this is being modeled after abortion. But think about, how are they going to push this? Are they going to need events? And do they have to do this now before the Supreme Court? Or we know there's going to be a lot of lawsuits. We know that the manufacturers and everyone else is going to start suing, because if they're allowed to do this, what about car manufacturers? Well, if any car is in an accident, it goes back to the manufacturer. You can sue. This entire law is a complete and utter disaster. They know this. They know it's unconstitutional. They know this infringes on your rights. They don't care. They're playing the game. But think about this. To push this, to have the lawsuits, what do you have to do? Can you just have the law and then nothing happens? Or do you have to create event after event after event? Remember, their entire motive here is to bankrupt the gun manufacturers. That's their agenda right now. This way they don't sell weapons. Why would they want to sell a weapon if they're going to be sued every minute? So how do you get to where you need to go before there's a federal judge saying, hey, we're going to stop this, before people have these lawsuits, before it goes up to the Supreme Court? You're going to need events, false flag events, to push this, to put pressure on the gun manufacturers. So I wouldn't be surprised if we see a lot of events start to occur in California, because otherwise it just sits there and nothing is being done. You're going to have to show that, hey, this law is really effective. Look, oh my God, these people, you could sue everyone. Go ahead. There was a crime committed with this gun. Go ahead. You can sue now. So we're going to probably see events probably this summer moving forward. We'll have to see how this plays out. Now, the other thing that is very interesting is we could see that Nancy Pelosi, she's going to be taking a trip to Taiwan. Lindsey Graham, he put out a tweet on Twitter, and Ultra Peppy Lives Matter on Telegram put this out and said, and this is from Lindsey Graham, I hope Speaker Pelosi will stick with her planned visit to Taiwan to reassure our Taiwanese Democrat ally of America's continued support. And down below, he says, I appreciate Speaker Pelosi wanting to make this trip and urge the Biden administration to reject any attempt by China to disrupt this travel. Down below, Ultra Peppy Lives Matter said the following, wow, warmonger Lindsey Graham is encouraging Nancy Pelosi to go through with her trip to Taiwan, despite China threatening drastic consequences if she does. What does the deep state Nancy want to do in Taiwan exactly? Yeah, that is the big question. But what's very interesting about all this, and Ultra Happy Lives Matter put this on Telegram, Taiwan simulated a realistic civil defense exercise drill on July 14th. They're planning island-wide air raid drills for July 25th through the 28th. Remember that Trump predicted that China would make a move on Taiwan. Will it happen, though? Time will tell. And it seems that we're moving in that direction. Now, I do believe North Korea is going to be brought into this because all of a sudden North Korea came out and they're accusing the U.S. of biological warfare in Ukraine. So we have Kim Jong-un out there pointing the finger at the deep state player saying, yes, we know that you have biolabs in Ukraine. Now, this is going to be very, very interesting moving forward. Remember, the deep state players, they are adhering to their 16-year plan. And you can see it with the agenda inside the United States. And you can see that they're trying to create some type of war atmosphere. Trump has warned us about this. And in the post, we know there's going to be a scare event. And I do believe that Trump, he's going to step in just like Jimmy Carter back in 1984, where he stepped in and stopped a possible war. Now we have Nancy Pelosi going to Taiwan. We see they're practicing, you know, air raid drills. China is making threats against Taiwan. North Korea comes out and is accusing the deep state players because it really isn't the U.S. It's not really the people. This is the deep state players. They're the ones who actually did all of this. But we see North Korea now is pointing the finger at these people. Now, this is going to become very, very interesting as time goes on. We're going to have to watch this very carefully, but I do believe that this is going to intensify as time goes on. Now, the other thing that's very interesting is that the entire pandemic, even the death jab, their entire narrative, everything that they've been talking about is completely falling apart. We'll be talking about that in just a sec. But first, what's very interesting, and Max Lugavere on Twitter put this out, and he said, trust the science. The science, frosted mini wheats, Lucky Charms and ice cream are better for you than eggs, whole milk, and ground beef. You mean the processed food that has chemicals inside? You ever read the labels of these foods? It's all chemical. It's all chemical based. And they're trying to tell us that this is a lot better than beef, whole milk, and eggs? Absolutely ridiculous. And this tells you everything you need to know about their science. Their science is very different from our science. Now, the other thing that's very interesting is we know that they're already starting the mask up of schools of different areas in the blue states. And we can see that New York is doing it. We see now out in Culver City Unified School District, they announced it is reinstating the indoor mask mandate effective August 1st due to recent alarming COVID numbers, which is absolutely ridiculous. And we're going to see a lot of blue states now latch on to this. And I do believe this is all part of their agenda for chaos. They need their foot soldiers mass in these certain states. And once again, where are the riots going to take place? Most likely in these same states. So what do you think is going to happen? The blue states will start locking down again. People will be wearing masks. They're going to say, hey, you need another booster. You need this. The red states most likely will stay open. No masks. People are going to see the difference. They're going to see the difference between the red state and the blue state, just like with the economy. You can see the difference between the red state, who opened up, wants business, wants freedom, and compared to a blue state where they have lockdown, they force businesses out, more taxes, and everything else. People will be able to see this very, very clearly moving forward. And in the blue states, I do believe people, as they see this, just like they saw the economy, just like they saw everything else, they're going to start to rise up and say, enough is enough with this. Because now we're starting to catch on. You might have fooled us once going back in time, but now we can see what you're trying to do here. And the red states are open. There's no super spreader. There's no problems there. Yes, they're going to try to manipulate the numbers. Yes, they're going to try to do all this. But we know already that we've been lied to. And we'll get into that in just a sec with Dr. Birx and Fauci. But people are going to start to really see this and understand this. Now, remember, their entire plan is to get everyone vaccinated. They don't care what vaccine you get, what death jab you get, because it's all going to be included with the same exact death drugs inside. So this is why they're bringing up polio again. And they're telling everyone, hey, you know what? It's time to get your polio booster right now. Federal officials recommend 4 doses to be given at 2 months of age, 4 months, at 6 to 18 months, and at ages 4 through 6. If you notice, they're trying to vaccinate our young once again with all of this. Remember, they want everyone vaccinated. They want everyone to be under their control. This is the whole point of it. This is why the WHO is out there, and they decided that monkeypox now is a global outbreak, and now they set an international emergency into effect. Now, what's very interesting about this, Tedros and WHO leadership overruled a panel of advisors who voted against the declaration, 9 against 6 in favor. Tedros added this panel vote is just informal. He is the one to make the final decisions, not the panel. So once again, he, who is not a doctor, I'm talking about Tedros, decided to make monkeypox an emergency right now. Why? Because they want everyone vaccinated. Remember, they told us we have a whole warehouse of death jabs and nobody wants them. No one is taking them. Now they need to bring in every single type of disease to say it's vaccine time, it's vaccine time. And that's exactly what they're doing. But what information is coming out that is countering all of this? The information from Dr. Birx and Fauci. Because now all of a sudden they're confessing that, yeah, the vaccine did absolutely nothing. So Dr. Birx confessed that the U.S. officials overplayed the vaccine. She said, I knew these vaccines were not going to protect us against infection, and I think we overplayed the vaccines. And it made people then worry that it's not going to protect against severe disease and hospitalizations. So think about what is happening right now. Scott Moorfield put this out, and I'm just going to read down below in this section here. It says, claims vaccine protects against severe diseases and hospitalization, before saying that 50% of those who died via Omicron were older and vaccinated. Kyle Becker responded and said, the fact that 50% of Omicron deaths were older and vaccinated leads you to one of two ineluctable conclusions. One, mortality statistics are fraudulent. Number two, vaccine efficacy rates are fraudulent. Take your pick. But one of these observations, perhaps both of them, are true. Absolutely. So basically, she's admitting that they fudged data while she was working in the Trump administration. She just admitted that, yes, we made up all the rules. It wasn't based in science. And they also lied about the death jab. Remember when Jeffrey Tucker was reading her book and he pointed out something very interesting? And he said, before posting my final review of Dee Birx's book, I offer you one more excerpt on how she doctored the weekly COVID reports to the states coming from the White House. Down below it says, write, submit, revise, hide, resubmit. So basically, these people, they lied to the American people. They lied about the vaccine. They lied about the statistics. And this brings us back to what we've been saying from the very beginning. This pandemic is a pandemic of statistics. It's a pandemic of lies. It's a pandemic of a fake test. And they hid it from the American people. And now this information is getting out there. Lara Logan on Telegram put this out and said the following, May, and this is Tedros saying, this is the protection that the death jab gives you, 95% protection. In June, he said, it's now 70% protection. In July, it's 50% protection. August, no protection, but reduces the spread. In September, he said, doesn't reduce the spread, but reduces severity. October, he said, doesn't reduce severity, but reduces hospitalizations. In November, he said, doesn't reduce hospitalizations, but you aren't going to die. December, you die, but you go to heaven. I mean, really think about this. This is their science, and this is what they want us to trust. This is not based in science. This is all BS. It's part of a political agenda. They know that the people can now see the truth. Time is showing everyone what the death jabs actually are. They aren't the cure for COVID like advertised. So now they're trying to get ahead of the story. They are finished. Big Pharma is finished. They know it. They know everything that they did is completely falling apart. This is why they're trying everything they possibly can. Monkeypox, Marburg virus, a new variant, polio, you name it. They're just going to keep throwing it at you because they want people to go get vaccinated. It's falling apart. Now, I remember post 735, this is February 11, 2018, and Anon on the board said the following. How long will we have to wait for cures of cancer and other sicknesses? Down below it says, chatter amongst those in control has begun. They know we know, which means the public will know. Release prior to cover-up, public informed, and collapse, which option? Well, I do believe they picked the collapse option, and that's what we're seeing play out right now. Big Pharma is finished. We know from the poll numbers, people are no longer believing what they're selling. They're losing their credibility. Actually, All these people, the CDC, the FDA, Birx, Fauci, their credibility is down the tubes right now. I'm walking down the street and I see people with shirts on that say, arrest Fauci. This is not going to be good for them. Soon they won't be able to walk down the streets. And we can see people around the world, they're starting to protest against this now. Out in London, these people are out there and they're protesting against the death jab because they see it killing people. They see people are getting injured from the jab and people are becoming very, very angry. Now, Tom Fitton, he lets us know something very interesting about Fauci because he's been doing a lot of research, doing the heavy lifting. And he says, do you know Fauci's agency had a representative in China who monitored the Wuhan lab, even took pictures? Now, that is very interesting. We know that Fauci knew all about it. They were funding it. They knew exactly what was going on. And they knew that ivermectin HCQ would cure whatever was out there, this virus that hurts the elderly, those people that have a compromised immune system. Remember, the everyday person, their survival rate was 99.99X. Let's talk about our health. Over 1,100 people participated in a study that demonstrated that collagen supplements are some of the best ways to improve the quality and health of your skin. The study found that taking collagen for 90 days is effective in reducing the appearance of skin aging by improving skin elasticity and hydration. So don't believe the naysayers. Collagen does work. The product I use is one of the most effective ways to strengthen joints, bones, and ligaments, support skin health, and help hair and nail growth. The best thing about using collagen powder is that it comes with free shipping, free VIP live health and fitness coaching for life, and free e-report titles. The 14 Foods for Amazing Skin. Get up to 51% off if you order today by going to healthwithx22.com. That is healthwithx22.com. Plus, you get free shipping and 60-day money-back guarantee. So do we need the death jab? Did we have to be locked down without science? Because this wasn't based in science. Did we need any of this? No. Now the people see the truth, just like the people are seeing the truth about the Unselect Committee. That entire thing, their show trial, it's completely falling apart. Remember, it's all built on emotion, propaganda. There are no facts. It's not based in reality. And now it's falling apart. What's very interesting is that there was only one person that actually brought a weapon to the rally. And who was that? Well, Luke Philip Robinson, also known as Ginger Gun in Arizona. And this individual, Philip Robinson, was put on the FBI most wanted list as number 343 after the protests. And what's very interesting is the FBI removed this individual from their list, just like Ray Epps. Now, the other thing that's very interesting is that this individual was also wearing an earpiece at the January 6th protests. So this person had a weapon and an earpiece. I wonder who this person actually really works for, just like Ray Epps. And we'll be getting to Ray Epps in just a sec. But we've come to find out something very interesting during the entire January 6th protest. And DC Drano put this out on True Social, said the following. Friendly reminder that there was almost zero cell signal near the Capitol on January 6th. Unless you were on the front lines of the violence or physically inside the Capitol, 99.99% of January 6th protesters had no knowledge that either was occurring until they got home and saw the news clips. They didn't have any cell reception. They couldn't get anything on their cell phone. So they had no idea what was going on. But actually, the entire Unselect Committee, their entire case was blown out of the water because of the Pentagon memo. It blew the lid off the January 6th committee's claim that Trump supported the insurrection. So in the Inspector General's report on the Department of Defense response to the Capitol riots, there is a passage that fundamentally undercuts everything the January 6th Unselect Committee has been claiming about Donald Trump, his role in the purported insurrection. Mr. Miller and General Milley met with the president at the White House at 5:30 p.m. This is what the IG report states. The primary topic they discussed was unrelated to the scheduled rally. General Milley told us that at the end of the meeting that the president told Mr. Miller, that there would be a large number of protesters on January 6, 2021, and Mr. Miller should ensure sufficient National Guard or soldiers would be there to make sure it was safe. It was a safe event. General Milley told us that Mr. Miller responded, "We got a plan and we got it covered." They had a plan, but apparently wasn't securing the Capitol against protesters and far-right extremists. So this blows their entire story out of the water here. Now, the other thing that's very interesting, remember Shifty Schiff, when he was trying to hide the information that the Department of Defense had. He didn't want the new Congress or anyone else looking into this. It was hands off. Well, Julie Kelly found out something very interesting. She said, holy shit. This is from DOD IG report on January 6th. DOG supposedly was the lead agency, but in reality, it was the DOD. And looks like Milley ran the show. This explains Schiff's amendment. If Pentagon was involved in domestic law enforcement, including surveillance and intelligence collection, they broke the law. All signs point to deep involvement by military working with DOG before January 6th. How many feds evaded regular comm channels and used personal devices? Something missing in the text. Think about this for a second. Certain individuals in the Department of Defense, they were working with the deep state police because they're part of the deep state, and they overthrew the government of the United States of America. Think about that for a second. I remember some of the posts that says, remember your oath. And it seems that there are certain individuals with foreign governments all working in concert to overthrow the government of the United States. And Schiff was trying to protect this. Remember, the cover-up always gets you. Because if you're trying to cover something like this up by adding an amendment, you knowingly knew all about this. You knew exactly what people were going to find. And this tells us something else. If he needed to put that amendment in there, that means they're not in control. You wouldn't have to do this if they had full control. If they knew, hey, don't worry about it. We're going to control Congress. We're going to keep Biden. Then we're going to bring our next person. They would never worry about this, which tells you everything you need to know. They know they're not in control. They know they are losing and they're trying to cover it up. And then Kash Patel said something very interesting. And Patriots Are in Control and Telegram put this out and said, Cash says if Ray Epps really was working for the government on January 6th, the FBI would have it all documented. Those documents, if it's true, it's very easy to prove. The FBI will have a trove of documentation on Ray Epps. He suggests it was likely entrapment, just like the Whitmer kidnapping case in Michigan. Multiple defendants were acquitted using the argument that the FBI entrapped them. Release the documents. We deserve to know the truth about the January 6th hoax. Absolutely. Then Trump said something very interesting. And we know that Space Force, the military, they're all part of devolution. And I'm not talking about the TV generals. And Trump, he continually mentions this. Actually, Ultra Puppy Lives Matter put this out on Telegram. He said there isn't a Trump speech that goes by where he doesn't acknowledge the military and or Space Force. Not the woke minority or public generals. The hidden ones behind the scenes. Do you honestly think he reiterates this ad nauseum for no reason? Trump is telling you the truth. If you listen close enough, you can discern it. The military is implementing the plan and they will initiate the storm. Why do some only look at the surface level where the truth is staring at them right in the face? Take a listen to what Trump said.
I wanted to tell you the story about Raising Cain. I wanted to tell you the story about those other great soldiers and how they can fight. And they're unbelievable. I'm not talking about Milley and the guys on television. I'm talking about the real guys that we have out there. They're unbelievable people. They're unbelievable fighters. And it's something you have to hear.
Yes, I do believe, yes, the military is all part of this. It's all part of devolution. And Trump, I do believe in the direction that we're heading in. He wants to follow the rule of law. He wants the people to do the investigations. He wants the legislators to do their job. He wants the rule of law, and he wants to go down this path. Yes, do I believe the military is going to step in? Of course, because we had a foreign government working with certain deep state players here within the country that overthrew the government. So yes, in the end, the military will get involved. And this is all playing out now. Remember, this is a big sting operation. Because all these people, they continually deny it. Remember, they call it a big lie. This didn't happen. We have Schiff trying to cover certain things up. We have Durham, who is bringing out information that the whole Russian collusion was a hoax. And it's all pointing to Hillary Clinton. We have Hunter Biden, Joe Biden doing business with foreign governments. These are all the same exact players. And all these pieces are all going to fit together. And people are going to see the truth. And people are going to understand exactly what is going on. Now, Dan Scavino, he put out two different tweets, and they're very interesting. The first one, it says 45 departing Tampa, Florida, and it's a bunch of police on their motorcycles, and it's all lit up, and it's very, very impressive. And this was put out at 12:58, and I think this post is very interesting. It's April 24, 2018. And Anon on the board said, when will we have the Moab, mother of all bombs? Down below, it says, should we tell all the good people watching the day and time? Red carpet rollout? Think logically. The world is watching. Then we have Dan Scavino. He put out a truth on True Social, and this is coming from Trump, and it's in quotes. We're going to take back our liberty. We're going to take back our destiny. We're going to take back, very soon, our country, which lets us know the plan is coming together. Everything that they put in place, everything that they did from the very beginning is now working, and you can see it all. And the people are getting angry. The people are seeing the agenda of the deep state players. The people can see who the dictators are, who the treasonous individuals are. And what you can see is what they will do to this country if they're allowed to stay in this position. I do believe Trump and the Patriots wanted the public to see it all. Republican, Democrat, Independent, doesn't make a difference. Everyone needs to see it because nobody wants criminals in charge. Nobody wants a criminal syndicate in charge of the country. And as people see more and more of this, it brings people to the side of America, the side of patriotism, where we were when the founding fathers fought for this country. And I do believe we are moving back to that position. And the people will take back this country. And it's getting closer and closer. And I do believe it will be happening very soon. Listen, everyone, thanks a lot for listening. Be well, be safe, and especially be prepared. Thanks a lot. Let's talk about protecting your wealth. Investment paralysis. There are hundreds of so-called experts predicting Bitcoin will go down to 10,000. And then Bitcoin went up to 31,000 again. It proves one thing. No one knows what they're talking about. My Digital Money is here to give you the facts about the cryptocurrency market. And the fact is that every dip is an opportunity for gains. Billionaires celebrate dips. That's when they go on an investment spree. When Bitcoin dipped to 29,000, it was institutional investors and billionaires that went in. And that's why they are billionaires. Cryptocurrency volatility is as great as its potential. When you're ready to invest in crypto, currency, My Digital Money is here. Whether you want to open a crypto IRA or trade in cash, My Digital Money is a US-based cryptocurrency company that will answer your call, whether it's a forgotten password or a question about coins available. They are there to help. They will not force you to listen to a 10-minute automated message. Call them and they will answer. They are here to help you every step of the ups and downs. Every dip is an opportunity for gains. MyDigitalMoney.com will always be here. MyDigitalMoney.com. Test us. Call them at 833-636-2008. That's 833-636-2008. Or go to MyDigitalMoney.com. Now let's talk about protecting your wealth. Now with inflation at 8.6% and climbing, you're going to need some help to get back to financial safety. Noble Gold experts will share their knowledge of gold IRAs so you won't have to worry about a thing. And if you're quick, they're giving away an incredible 1/10 ounce American Eagle Gold Proof coin with every qualifying IRA or 401k rollover. You can't go wrong with Noble Gold. Call them at 877-646-5347. That's 877-646-5347. Let's talk about our health. Weight management is a universal struggle. After we turn 20, this struggle becomes much harder. This is because our body's metabolism slows by as much as 4% each decade. This is why I highly recommend this amazing keto diet powder. It works to increase the level of ketones in your body without you ever needing to be on a keto diet. So you receive all the benefits of keto, including faster metabolism and weight loss without the strict diet of keto. The best thing about it is that it comes with free shipping, free VIP live health and fitness coaching for life, and free e-report titled The Top 14 Ketogenic Foods. If you want to help support your weight loss, you'll love this product. Get up to 51% off for the next 24 hours by going to ketowithx22.com. That is ketowithx22.com. Plus, you get free shipping and a 60-day money-back guarantee. Let's talk about being prepared. Friends, American farmers recently warned about coming food shortages. They're not going to be able to grow enough food this year because of an off-the-charts fertilizer shortage. That means you need to stockpile emergency food if you don't have some. Get the recommended minimum 3 months worth per person in your family. Right now, you can save $150 off 3-month emergency food kit from My Patriot Supply. They're the nation's largest preparedness company, proudly offering Ready Hour brand products because they're the very best. Go to preparewithx22.com and get your $150 savings on their 3-month emergency food kit. This kit provides provides breakfast, lunches, dinners, drinks, and snacks, totaling over 2,000 calories a day. You won't go hungry when you have this food. So go to preparewithx22.com and save $150 on your 3-month food kit. That's preparewithx22.com. Don't let your family suffer. Act now while there's still time. Go to preparewithx22.com. That is preparewithx22.com. Let's talk about our health. Over 1,100 people participated in a study that demonstrated that collagen supplements are some of the best ways to improve the quality and health of your skin. The study found that taking collagen for 90 days is effective in reducing the appearance of skin aging by improving skin elasticity and hydration. So don't believe the naysayers. Collagen does work. The product I use is one of the most effective ways to strengthen joints, bones, and ligaments, support skin health, and help hair and nail growth. The best thing about using collagen powder is that it comes with free shipping, free VIP live health and fitness coaching for life, and free e-report titled The 14 Foods for Amazing Skin. Get up to 51% off if you order today by going to healthwithx22.com. That is healthwithx22.com. Plus, you get free shipping and 60-day money-back guarantee.